Q&A. Can people with dyslexia learn speed reading? This question comes up frequently. Can older dyslexic students and adults learn speed reading, and if so, how? The short answer is yes, but it's only usually a subset of people who can do this. Young children who are struggling with decoding are not good candidates for speed reading, but some upper elementary and older folks may be able to do it, although when they do, they will likely be skimming and not reading all the words. Recently, a member of our community volunteered to share her son's experiences with speed reading. Rather than doing software or an app, she took the low-tech approach with a workbook and exercises that had her timing her son as he read books of their own selection. As a fifth grader, he passed the hurdle of decoding words, but was facing the challenge of keeping up with the heavier reading load as he entered upper elementary. Although she just started in August, she was surprised by how quickly he seemed to pick up the method. The program she used was Speed Reading for Kids. As mentioned, the system doesn't work for everyone. Some people have a difficult time not sub-vocalizing, saying the words to themselves, or perceiving a word in a quick glance. But some may be able to train into at least a better reading speed. These reading systems are helpful for children and adults who struggle with frequent word and line skips, because a person does not need to move the eyes in order to read. The reason why some dyslexic adults may be pretty remarkable as speed readers is that research studies suggest that as a group, people with dyslexia have wider peripheral vision. As a result, as MIT professor Kathy Drennan shared in her talk at our last Dyslexic Advantage conference, it's possible to read the shapes of words at the expense of reading every letter. People who might have difficulty with the app systems are those who have convergence insufficiency, or another issue that prevents them from sustaining visual focus for long periods of time. For premium subscribers, we'll discuss more issues about speed reading pros and cons at the bottom of this post. Spreader is $37, all devices, although there is a free app that will allow you to paste text into it so that you read one word at a time. A control bar allows you to adjust the speed. Spritz is also available for internet reading, free bookmarklet, and iOS apps like Bookshout and ReadMe. The apps mentioned are a bit different from the Evelyn Wood and the similar speed reading courses of yesteryear. Remember the project at the front of the class? In 2013, a research group found that adult dyslexics could read faster if they were incrementally trained on a software that displays a sentence, then systematically erases in the direction of reading. After training in 3 20-minute sessions per week for 2 months, the group as a whole read about 25% faster and also comprehended more when allowed to read at their own pace. Gains were still present 6 months after the training ended. Are there caveats for speed reading? Yes. Speed reading usually means that a person is not reading every word. For free reading, that is usually not a problem. But even for situations where every word needs to be read, such as lawyers dealing with contracts, we've had individuals tell us that they speed read 3 to 4 times in order to make sure they've gotten every word. I do want to add, though, with natural reading, and dyslexics more so than non-dyslexics, the need to go back and reread words, visual regression, is associated with strong reading comprehension. As a result, some caution about the app should be made. There's probably no drawback to speed reading, however. Metacognitive readers will be able to switch back and forth between traditional and speed reading when the need requires.